Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I can change the world. I'm meeting somebody in your universe. You would think my love was really something good. Maybe if I could change the world.
All right, here we are at 23 and change after the hour. One of the most wonderful ballads to come into the pop world in the last 30 years. We have the pleasure of being able to listen to it here for a bit. Eric Clapton was number 5 during this week in 1996 with a song that did change a lot of people's thinking about some realities. The song's called Change the World.
Till then I'd be a fool. Wishing for
I can listen to some over.
But I can change the world. I would be the sunlight in your universe. You would think my love was really something good. Baby, if I
this song is
very romantic.
It's a great song, but it's produced by Babyface, which was a departure for Eric Clapton. I mean, this sounds different for him, and Babyface is actually singing on the harmonies.
Really?
That's him providing all the backing vocals.
I didn't know that. Thank you for telling us that. That's good information. So number 5, Change the World from Eric Clapton. We move to Toni Braxton in the number 4 position. Deliberately romantic song.
God, I remember not being able to get away from this song in the car with my parents on the radio.
Right.
But I kind of loved it. It was so dramatic.
Yeah.
In the video, she's like running slowly through a hedge maze.
Yeah. I think that I would try to copy her drama as a young girl. I don't know how well it worked out for me.
What did we hear about her lately? What was the story?
She was in the hospital,
right?
That's right.
She was, sick. Yeah. All right, so that's number 4. This week, 1996, top 5 songs from this week in 96 featured number 3 from Blackstreet with Dr. Dre. No Diggity.
This is my jam. I love this song.
No Diggity. Hot Diggity. No Diggity. Hot Diggity. All right, Jen, what is your memory of this?
I don't know. I'm busy dancing with my shoulders.
Me too. This is our cardio.
I know. I just move my shoulders and hope for the best.
Slow cardio.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever.
All right, so that's number 3 this week. 1996 is the year. And number 2 is a Celine Dion puker.
Puker?
Actually, this is not a bad pop song.
Actually, this is one of her best, I think, because it's not so,
That's a good song.
Not so Celine-ish.
Now, a little trivia on this song, written by the same person who wrote all of Meatloaf's songs.
Really?
So now you can really hear, a lot of Meatloaf.
Very Meatloaf right there.
Yep.
Listen to us. Very Meatloaf right there.
It is.
All right, number 1, the most fun song is Los Del Rio. Al Gore, take a bow. Who can't remember the Macarena? Hey, Macarena! You gotta move your shoulders now, Jen.
Oh, no, this is
not
my shoulder.
This is a terrible song.
Nah, this was fun. This was a lot of fun. Oh, come on. Don't be such a pooper. Top 5 songs this week, 96, here, 28 after the hour.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. People never been on two wheels yak about how dangerous motorcycles can be, never mentioning that potential death trap, the treacherous, unstable bicycle. I don't believe it. Ask Bono. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. We get all kinds of crap from people who say motorcycles are dangerous, and then Bono's bicycle fender bender in New York Central Park. Should have been a pickup and dust off event. Instead, severe injuries. In play here, the man was bicycling, not biking. And for those who follow such irrelevant reporting, the leg sculptor was wearing a helmet. Are bicycles a death trap to immediately be outlawed?
That'd be great.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green. Harrison with you. Firefly populations have dropped 70% in 3 years, drawing more than 100 scientists to Thailand to a symposium to study the demise of these glowworms or lightning bugs. No single factor is blamed, but researchers in America and Europe cite urban sprawl and industrial pollution, which destroys insect habitats. The spread of artificial light from what they're calling McMansion subdivisions could also be a culprit, disrupting the intricate mating behavior that relies on a male winning over a female with its flashing backside, signaling everything from love to danger. The endangered firefly's adult lifespan is just 1 to 3 weeks, and scientists are now underscoring that fireflies are a canary in a coal mine in terms of understanding the declining health of our ecosystem.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.